This is Radio Free Matlock, broadcasting from the cultural heart of Derbyshire. Stay tuned. Your show is about to begin.
Now we come to the main.
In the competitive world of home computers, the Commodore 64 is absolutely unbeatable. With its enormous 64K memory, its printers, plotter, disk drive, monitor, and its vast range of software, we believe the only thing the Commodore 64 doesn't have is any serious competition. The Commodore 64. Never forget, it's the world's biggest selling home computer.
Welcome to the fifth instalment of the Chip Sid Show. Playing music directly from the back end of a Commodore 64 home computer. That's how we're going to be playing it for the next hour or so here on Radio Free Matlock. Starting off this evening with a track by Michael Zerman, aka Mr. Mouse. Track entitled Downhill Rocks Roll the Best. You're listening to Max Hall, the Chip Sid Show. We'll be right back. 2018. That's Mr. Mouse and Downhill or Rocks Roll the Best. Great name. Mr. Mouse is the guy that's responsible for making the new FM YAM cartridges for the Commodore 64. Great bit of kit. Look out for a review of that cartridge in the new Zap 64 annual. Coming very soon. Exciting stuff. Got a few exclusives for you this evening as well here on Radio Free Matlock. We've got a brand new Rob Hubbard and Jason Page preview to play you from the forthcoming Project Hubbard. And we also have an exclusive Sid from Jason Page, a remake of Fred Gray's Mutants, a must hear for any Sid fan. You're listening to Max Hall on Radio Free Matlock, playing music from the rear end of a 1982 Commodore 64 home computer. Entitled Ambient Chips.
And the Commodore, with its sound interface device, or the SID chip as it's affectionately known, really bundled up a hardware synthesizer inside a home computer. And I knew then that that was a computer that I just had to get my hands on.
As promised, brand new from Jason Page. This is his rendition of Fred Gray's Mutants. What a wonderful, wonderful remake this is as well. Thank you, Jason. We'll be right back. wonderful exclusive there from Jason Page. That's his rendition of Fred Gray's Mutants. You're listening to Max Hall, Radio Free Matlock with the Chip Sid Show. Loading your games from tape. A lot of the games had music playing while they were actually loading from tape, which was a great addition. Ocean Software seemed to do it a lot, and this is a prime example. This is the Ocean Loader 2 by Martin Galway, a golden oldie from 1985. We'll be right back. Galway there from 1985. That's the Ocean Loader 2. Hopefully springing in a lot of memories from when you were loading your games from tape back in the day. Oh, thank you for that. Indeed it is. Playing music from the rear end of a 1982 Commodore 64 home computer. Things a little different on Radio Free Matlock every now and again. From 2017, this is Gösta Birkfeld. I do hope I've pronounced your name correctly there. This is a track entitled Veterans of Style. Radio Free Matlock, we better play a track by a Matlock resident, Mr. Ben Daglish. Track entitled Deathwish 3, a nice golden oldie from 1987.
We'll be right back.
track there from the multi-talented Ben Dalglish, Matlock resident. It has been mentioned that he may appear on this show at some point, so watch this space.
From the pavilion in the heart of Matlock Bath, we play electronica, rock, alternative and classic tracks. Radio Free Matlock.
There's an absolute cracking project by a friend of mine, Chris Abbott, called Project Hubbard, which, if you didn't know, involves Mr. Hubbard himself writing some brand new Sid tracks. I played you an exclusive a couple of months ago, a track entitled Pigs' Revenge, and that was very, very well received. Rob has managed to reverse engineer his player code from back in the day with the help of Mr. Jason Page. And together they've both been writing some brand new Sids as well for the Project Hubbard, some really, really exciting stuff. As promised, I'm going to play you a little preview of something that Jason and Rob have been working on together. And you may recognise this one from one of Rob's old synth demos. Version of that Sid as well, which is absolutely incredible. Has an absolutely brilliant synth solo near the end of the track. Something worth waiting for. Going back to 1990, this is the Cow Shit Jam. Wonderful name. By a chap called Lars Hoff.
Thank you.
then Lars Hoff and the Cow Shit Jam. I only played that track so I can say cow shit on the radio. This is Max Hall with the Chip Sid Show on Radio 3 Matlock.
Rather than compare personal computers ourselves, we asked the computers which one was better on the basis of price and memory. The Apple II preferred the Commodore 64. Then we asked the IBM, and it picked the Commodore 64. Then the Radio Shack chose the Commodore 64. That's what we like about our competition. They're so honest. The Commodore 64. What nobody else can give you at twice the price.
Indeed, that's correct. One thing about Commodore, their advertising was very honest. Turning the clock back to 2012, this is Johan Samuelsson, aka Stinson. Track entitled Venerable Moon. Another track by Owen Crowley. This is The Danger Zone from 2007. We'll be right back. collection lately. Really good stuff. I'd just like to say the amount of positive feedback I've been getting from doing these shows for you has been absolutely incredible. And I'd just like to thank everybody that's took the time to write to me with some very positive comments and a lot of good ideas for future shows as well. It's really quite humbling that there's so much warmth and love for the Commodore 64 sound chip still to this day. And a wonderful, wonderful scene that follows it. And a wonderful collective of creative and talented people. That is for sure. Thank you. epic proportions there by Martin Galway, track entitled Parallax, from back in 1986.
Now we come to the main.
In the competitive world of home computers, the Commodore 64 is absolutely unbeatable. With its enormous 64K memory, its printers, plotter, disk drive, monitor, and its vast range of software, we believe the only thing the Commodore 64 doesn't have is any serious competition. The Commodore 64. Never forget, it's the world's biggest selling home computer.
Just enough time to play two or three more tracks here on Radio Free Matlock. You've been listening to Max Hall, the Chip Sid Show. From 1985, that's Chimera. Don't forget, if you're into the social media malarkey, there is a Chip Sid Show Facebook group. On there you can keep up with all the latest news about the Chip Sid Show, and obviously links to previous shows as well. Here we go then, another track by Owen Crowley from 2008, this is Intrinsic. We'll be right back. track here on Radio Free Matlock. You have indeed been listening to Max Hall on the Chip Sid Show, fifth installment of soon. I'm out of here, dude.